To the Dietitian Values Podcast, a space for conversations that go beyond lip speak, challenge the status quo, and hopefully create a space where we can learn and unlearn in connection and community. Join me, Laura Jean, accredited practicing dietitian, as I brain dump my thoughts, chat with insightful guests, and create a space where we'll probably end up with more questions than answers, but also a space for encouraging and inspiring accountable action. Let's dive in. I want to talk about how we think about design, create, dream into our businesses and what we are considering. I want to offer up, I suppose it's a different term or just a different lens to look at it through. And it's kind of, I suppose I'm still wrapping my thoughts around it myself even. I have a felt sense and I feel like this is something that I do in my own process quite just intuitively, I suppose, instinctively. And I think it's very highly linked to values. And I'm still kind of working on wrapping more words around it. So bear with me as I explain this concept. What is it? I want to talk about a life-giving business. Now, I've used a lot of different words, I suppose, to describe the kind of business or businesses that I'm interested in and that I support around to kind of partly to differentiate them from the standard traditional business, but also to wrap more words around it. Because when we say the word business, we can often think of anything from like a small, you know, mom and pop kind of place, business, a sole trader, up to like multinational conglomerates. Ooh, can't say that word today. And so business itself doesn't feel as big a, you know, descriptor. And then often a lot of the descriptors or ways to kind of label businesses becomes, are linked to external or like kind of quantitative measures. So things like being a solopreneur versus a, you know, having X number of staff, or around, it can be around revenue, or it can be around like the timeline, like a startup business, a business that's in its first 1 to 3 years versus a long-term business. So a lot of the terms that we use to describe businesses are very like external kind of factors, but also very quantitative. And I'm really interested in kind of more qualitative measures. I've always have been, you know, even I dabbled with the idea of maybe doing research or doing a PhD at one time, and it was always going to be like qualitative base for me. That's always be where my interest is. I'm more for myself, just more interested in the whys and the thoughts and the feelings and the humans and humanity in a situation than I am about the numbers. And the numbers are interesting to me in so much as they give me information to translate back into, you know, information or ways of supporting humans and humanity. So a life-giving business. I came across this on a podcast around gardening and permaculture. No surprises there around where I like to listen to things. And it wasn't specifically around business. It was around something else. And the concept, they'll talk about life-giving as a concept. And I thought, oh, a life-giving business. I've talked about like a regenerative business before, as in a business that creates, you know, that isn't just sustainable as far as like keeps things the same, but that actually does thing, you know, creates, you know, generates new things. The thing that I liked about the life-giving business, or that really kind of resonated with me, is it really allows us to, it's easier to conceptualize firstly what the words mean. Regenerative, while we can kind of have an idea of what that is, like it can still be abstract, we can infuse it with different things. And life-giving, I feel, is a much clearer term. And I'm not necessarily replacing, I like to have lots of words. I like all the words to describe things. So I want to talk about life-giving business. Let's chat about how I'm kind of loosely holding a definition around it at the moment, because, you know, we got to dive into the words. And then I want to open it up to you for some curiosity. Perhaps it's a topic to journal on, or even plan around or dream into, around what a life-giving business for you would look and feel like. And that's kind of the crux of the episode. So first, let's talk about life-giving business. What the heck do I mean? So life-giving, if we go to the dictionary, is about imparting or having the ability to impart life, vitality, or energy. And the thing that I was thinking of was a life-giving business is a business that supports, sustains, or enables life. Whether that's through like the actions of the business or the kind of space it holds or the values it brings to it, it can be so many things. It does that it imparts. And I think it really explains, it kind of really wraps up, I know my business, but also a lot of the humans that I work with around their businesses, around the kind of business they want to be creating. Businesses, yeah, that support themselves, that support others, but also enable people to live their lives and to be their full selves in their lives. And also what I always hope with my business stuff is enabling you as the business owner, as the business kind of facilitator, to be enabling life, so that we're creating businesses and cultivating spaces in our business where we get to actually live our life. Because I've talked about it before, and I'll pop the link to the episode I did about work-life balance bullshit. I think I had a more PC title of the problem with work-life balance, but basically I'm talking about work-life balance bullshit. The idea that life is outside of work, work is outside of life. They're nested. Work is nested inside your life. And so you don't, like, the whole idea or the whole way we conceptualize business and work through the capitalist kind of values that we have been asked to take on is that we're almost like pausing life and living to do work, so that it doesn't matter if work is soul sucking and burnout inducing, because that's not our life. We just got to do the work and then we can get back to life and living. If you're working, particularly in your own business, but in everything, what I really want for myself, but also for all humans, and is that we can, you know, make choices around living our life in every moment, whether it's inside our business, inside our family time, inside our me time, our own time, iced coffee time, whatever it might be, but that where we are not separating things out, where we're not compartmentalizing, you know, our lives and our humanity and our whole existence, where we can see that each moment that we are living, each moment that we are stepping into can be life-giving, can be that, well, I want, my dream is that we have the opportunity to make a choice. And I know that's not the reality that we're nested in, but that's my dream. And that's what I work towards. And that's why I'm always asking these questions and planting these seeds of how can we do more of it, even if maybe it's not accessible all the time, but how can we do more of it? So what would a life-giving business look and feel like for you? So what would a business that supports, sustains, or enables life? And there, you can think about it. I would suggest not breaking it up into the parts necessarily of like you, community, world, environment, people you support, but they are all kind of nested inside your business, right? So you're in there, then there's the people you work with and support with your work. There's the community you might be in, you know, embedded in. There's the world. There's also the environment. You know, we often forget about the actual world around us and the way that our businesses can actually create life-giving or sustain, enable, support life, you know, around the whole part of our business as well. So what would a life-giving business look and feel like? Now, if this feels like big and huge or too broad, you could just start for you. What would it look like for you? Now, what I would really encourage you to do when you're thinking about this concept is to try and avoid self-editing, you know, to like having an idea and then editing before it even goes out on paper, because we will edit through our current reality, through how we experience our reality, through how we experience this, through how we've been, our relationship that has been set up for us with dreaming, with thinking of things differently. So there's that piece. There's also, you know, we'll often think about, our brain will straight away go to why these things can't be true or can't happen. And if we get stuck there, or if we focus there, then we're always looking for ways, or if we go even any further, then often the quote unquote solutions or ideas or possibilities that we're thinking of are directly in relationship to what we don't want. And that can be limiting. So for example, if we use like a non-businessy kind of thing. So if you think about like the weight inclusive space, it started out as like the anti-diet, non-diet space. So it started out by looking, oh, here are diets, there's diets, these are our problems. Okay, well, let's come up with an anti-diet, a non-diet solution, a way to look away from that. What I think the kind of more possibility breathing, life-giving kind of, or opportunity to think about something that's more life-giving is to push that problem to the side for a minute, not to ignore it and stick our head in the sand or pretend it doesn't exist, but to actually create and dream from a point of what would I just create without that thing existing, grounding in your values, thinking about this. And this is what I'd like to offer up within the business space. Instead of thinking, well, I couldn't do that, you know, oh yeah, that would be life-giving, but I couldn't do that because then I wouldn't earn enough money, or then I wouldn't be able to do this, or that's just not realistic, or I'm stuck with these times or whatever, is just to suspend that just for a moment and imagine a blank slate. Anything is possible. What would a life-giving business look and feel like for you? So perhaps you could think about how you design your days or how your days unfold. Perhaps it's around, it could be really like detailed, or it could be really loose, or it could be, I don't know, whatever it might be. And I'll share where I'm sitting with like what I've kind of come out of this thinking about and really distilling down. And a life-giving business to me, for the humans I work with, for the community, for the world, is, yeah, in every moment, a business that allows for every moment the choice to choose life, the choice to choose the thing that meets needs in that moment, meets my needs, or perhaps meets the needs of other people, or perhaps like through the work I do, create spaces for other people to meet their needs. So it's not necessarily me meeting everyone's needs, but the way I think about how can I like design what I do in my business, what kind of offerings I want to have, what kind of services I want to provide is around, big part of it is around that kind of choice, that liberation, that humanity, spaces for everyone's humanity, but really around in this moment, what would I choose? If I could choose anything, what would I choose? And that to me is life-giving, because when I clear out and when I'm really deeply grounded in my values in that space, I will choose things that are life-giving. I will choose to go out into my garden and do things. I will choose to share words that hopefully that inspire hope or possibility. I will choose to connect. I will choose to do things that to me feel life-giving, feel supporting, sustaining, and enabling life. The kind of life I want to be living, the kind of life I want to be part of and nested inside, and the kind of ways I want to open up possibilities for other people to think about what that looks like for them. Not to make other people do my kind of life enabling, you know, my kind of life. But if you're hanging around here, you might be into my kind of stuff as well. But so less about creating mini-me's and more about opening up you and other people to the possibility that we can choose. We can choose. And how can we create businesses and spaces and conversations and connections and relationships that hold space for that choice, where you can bring your full humanity, where you can choose what is life-giving for you, life-giving for the people you support, your community, the world you are dreaming into, the environment you are nested in. What would a life-giving business look and feel like for you in the day-to-day, in the big picture, in the dreaming, in the acting into it? So I'd love to hear your thoughts if you're open to sharing what your life-giving business would look and feel like. Or if you've got questions, comments, concerns, if I've missed something or missed the mark, you know I'm always here for continuing the conversation. That's not lip speak. I really am. I love to hear from you. I love to hear how the podcast lands. You know, sometimes I look at the stats, the quantitative numbers, and there'll be podcast episode that I put up and it'll have a lot less views maybe, or listens even, than other ones, and I'll think, oh, what did I say? I'm not as in a crude way, but I'm just curious as to how certain things land. And then sometimes a podcast that or something I share that I just think, oh, I don't even know who would even find that useful. I get a message from someone just sharing with me, and it really does you know, helps me to feel seen, heard, and known. So I'm going to go after what I need here, what I want, with no obligation and no wanting to trigger any people pleasing behaviors. So please, you know, don't consider that this request is a people pleasing triggering ask. If you feel called to, if it feels aligned for you, I'd love to hear how this episode lands or any of the episodes, what you have been working on, what you've been taking away from the podcast and what you have been, yeah, learning or embodying or getting curious around. I'd love to know if you were open to sharing. And if you know somebody who would benefit from this conversation, please pass it along. The podcast, really, this podcast is a small little podcast. And, you know, it gets shared. And I think the power in that connection and that relating, it's not a big podcast that, you know, if somebody says, tell me about your business podcast, I should listen to. My podcast definitely ain't getting dropped in that list, except I'm in there, if I'm in there and I drop it. and I think, yeah, that sharing of it with people is the power of that relationship and connecting. Anyway, that's how I do my business. I love to hear from you, love to have that connection. So if you're up for it, please do share. And questions, comments, concerns, send them my way over at Instagram, Laura at Dietitian Values, or send me an email, Laura at dietitianvalues.com. I had a big pause there. I don't know why. Anyway, I'm much better on the DM on Instagram, and I know that's not where everyone exists or hangs out. So both options are to choose. Okay, until next time. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you and the time you've given to me. If you like what you heard, please share it with your dietitian besties and subscribe on your platform of choice. Want more like this? Come follow along and continue the convo on Instagram, where I hang out at Dietitian Values. I'm so grateful for you and the opportunity to connect. Have a good one. Catch you next time on the Dietitian Values podcast. The Dietitian Values podcast is recorded on the unceded lands of the Ngambri and Ngunnawal people. I pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.